JD Vance mocks establishment media attending Breitbart event, "I can see their fake news eyes." By Nick Gilbertson on November 20, 2025. Washington, Vice President JD Vance mocked reporters from establishment outlets covering his discussion with Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle at Breitbart News's latest policy event in the nation's capital, saying, "I can see their fake news eyes." Vance teased the 20 or so journalists from other outlets reporting live from the event after extending a greeting to the ambassadors in attendance. "Greetings to the ambassadors. We're thrilled to have you, of course, and greetings to everybody else, including even the fake news, who I'm sure is reporting there in the back," Vance said. "There's a lot of fake news back there," Boyle replied. "They're all lined up. I'm sure there are. I can see their fake news eyes peering up at me. I'm sure ready to misreport everything that I've said today," Vance quipped, drawing laughs throughout the room. "But no, we love you guys too, kind of." Vance then answered Boyle's question concerning President Donald Trump's approach to big-picture deals, noting he just spoke with the president before joining Boyle on stage about a deal. "So here's the thing about the president's negotiating style. And I actually, you know, we were a little delayed. Because the president called me right before I got on stage just about one of these deals that we're working on. And what I love about it is that it's never enough," Vance said. "And so you bring him a deal, and you know, he sort of asks for this, this, and this. We want this tariff rate. We want this country to drop their tariff barriers. We want this country to drop their non-tariff barriers. And you say, 'I'm never going to be able to get that done.' And then you get it done, and you bring it to him and he said, 'Well, I want three other things too,' because his attitude is he wants to get the best deal possible for the American people. And for too long, we had trade negotiators that so believed in the fake idea of free trade over fair trade that they were willing to sell American workers down the river without actually negotiating on the interests of American workers. So whether it's with China or India or any of the countries that we struck deals, the basic principle is we want Americans to have better access to their markets. We believe in our workers. We think that we have the best products in the world. We want to be able to sell them everywhere. That's number one," he added. "Number two, we don't want foreign products to undercut the wages of American workers. We're actually going to protect our markets, protect our important industries, and that's a very important part of the Trump trade plan. And you've seen it happen in a lot of different ways." Vance also spoke about the benefit of economic leverage in helping to achieve peace deals. "Then the final thing, and this raises your point about Gaza or any of these other foreign deals, is we've been able to use the incredible economic leverage of the United States of America. I mean, we're 25%, probably a little bit more than that, of the world GDP. Why don't we ever use our economic leverage to achieve peace? Because when countries aren't fighting each other, when they're actually using their economic talents to manufacture good things, rather than weapons to kill each other, then that actually creates incredible economic opportunities for Americans. And that's what the president, that's why he's so focused on peace. He's fundamentally a humanitarian. And we've got 8 peace deals at this point, we're working on number 9 and number 10.